In association with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. Math can be hard enough for some students to learn without trying to do it in two languages. Arnulfo Velázquez says teaching at a school where most students are bilingual challenges him to teach creatively. He has been a math teacher for 15 years. At Wakefield Middle School, he incorporates pop culture to adapt his curriculum for students who speak two languages.
When students don't know English language well, they're learning the language and they have to take a difficult test such as AIMS to measure the level of achievement, then they get in trouble. In other words, the test becomes a language test for many of them. I work in a middle school here in town. Most of the students, if not all of them, are bilingual. To serve those students and to make our math education a enriched experience for them, we need to use both languages and alternate during the week or during the day. Our students use computers a lot, they watch TV for long hours, they listen to music, they like dancing. So if we manage to use music, for instance, into the mathematics instruction, that seems to be very powerful and very engaging for the students. In particular, I've been having a lot of positive experiences using music for them to remember the order of operations. I use La Bamba, for instance. And so if I say, para seguir el orden, para seguir el orden de las operaciones se necesita. And then I go to multiplicación, multiplicación, luego división, lo que veas primero. So I use the music, I play the guitar, and so that becomes something festive, interesting, engaging, and they are learning mathematics right there without even noticing it, and they remember forever. You need to listen to them, you need to know what they like, how their life is like, because many times when you go and investigate on their what we call fonts of knowledge that they bring from home, that they bring from their communities, then your lesson plans all of a sudden become something very different. I mean, if you know that your students love going to Peter Piper Pizza, for instance, and that they want to win tickets and play the games and all that, and you make a lesson with all that, all of a sudden they are like, I know the place, I've been there. And if you do this and you do that, you win more tickets, and 20 tickets times five times, and then you start using the mathematics in a real context for them, and then you're still solving the problems. You're still solving the mathematics, and they're learning the mathematics in a much more effective way, in a much more long-lasting way as well, because that's the problem that we have many times.
There are many more Teachers' Voices stories online at azpm.org.